I'm Joanna Hall, wealth coach and host of the Investor Club. Today, we are talking about NFTs. Oh my God, the craze, okay? In today's video, I'm gonna share with you 5 things you need to know about NFTs. So let's dive in. So what the heck is an NFT?
A non-fungible token.
Non-fungible.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is basically a digital contract that's on the blockchain.
But what does non-fungible actually mean? So non-fungible meaning it's one of one, no one else has it, it's rare, it's valuable, can't be replicated. People are taking screenshots of NFTs and they're like, gotcha, like I got mine for free. But it doesn't work that way because NFTs are tied to smart contracts on the blockchain. So even though you have a screenshot of it, it doesn't actually certify that you actually own the digital asset. Just to give you a different example of what a fungible token would be is think about like Louis Vuitton handbags. And if they were to turn that into a token, it would actually be a fungible token because there are many of the same designs of that handbag. Whereas an NFT, there's only one of one. So unless it's a custom Louis bag, like it is still fungible. Let's talk about tokens. The token part of the NFT really just means a digital asset. Okay, so what are examples of assets? Assets could be something traditional. So think about, you know, real estate, stocks, businesses. Those are very traditional. They're also collectibles like art, music, now gaming skins. Those are collectibles. I actually saw Gary Vee get into a membership restaurant. You can only dine there if you have membership. Redeemable NFTs, points, vouchers, rewards. I think that's gonna be even more popular as we move towards the metaverse. Why is it important for us to invest into NFTs? Before, when women wanted to start businesses, they would go to a venture capitalist. They would pitch their idea. That person would decide whether or not they receive funding for their business. Well, guess what? Only 2.3%. 2.3% of women got funding. Therefore, there is a really big gap for women creating businesses. And we know from a financial perspective, people who build businesses, have real estate and own stocks, all these are assets, are more likely to become wealthy. So this is a very inhibiting factor of women obtaining wealth. So this is a freaking movement. So when you are investing into an NFT, it's not just art. You are literally investing into someone's company nowadays. That is a very, very exciting space because you're getting in at potentially the next big Google, even Amazon. And in addition to the fact that NFTs are becoming a space for crowdfunding, but in my opinion, maybe a little bit more fun because you also get like a cool art with it. NFTs are now starting to be questioned as potentially being a security. So what the heck is a security? It basically acts like a stock with the intent to have a return. And so NFTs today are not only trying to incentivize people to buy into their company and their project through a collectible art, but they're also potentially providing some dividends. Within the contract, you can actually say that you have a certain percentage of royalties. And what happens is some people are even sharing those royalties out to their holders. And so there's a lot of different ways that now people are making passive income with NFTs. And so not only are you supporting women, closing the wealth gap, and really providing an opportunity for women to really grow and build assets, but you're also getting a return from it. So I really think this is a win-win situation all around. Now, I'm not going to sway you any way of what project to invest in, what not to invest in, but I will say, of course, me being a finance person and putting my finance hat on, I'm always gonna lean towards investing into things that represent and mimic what a good company looks like that's building for the future that I would invest into just like a normal stock. But as always, do your own research. How do you actually buy an NFT? There are 2 different ways. So you can buy it off of an exchange or you can buy it off of the Direct Projects website. And I like actually buying it off of the Direct Projects website because they have official links on there. You can read more about the company. So it's also an opportunity for you to do research before you make that purchase. Either way, however you want to do it, I recommend that you mint your NFT. And so minting is really like opening up a pack of Pokemon cards. So you buy it at retail. Let's just say a pack of Pokemon cards is, I don't know, $7. And then you open it up and you get like $100,000 Charizard card. You could potentially get something more valuable than you paid for. That's kind of the exciting part of minting is you don't know what you're gonna get. But at the same time, when you mint, you are buying it at the retail price. Whereas if you're getting it aftermarket, you're more likely to pay higher higher. Number four, you need to be aware of the gas fees. What is a gas fee? Retailers like Amazon and Walmart pay Amex a certain percentage for processing their credit card. And even though they may pass on those fees to the consumer today, it's less transparent. So that's the thing about crypto and blockchain, is you can see everything. So instead of exchanges or apps passing those on to us, we just pay those processing fees up front. And so there's actually two different times that you could be paying gas fees. In between the transaction of the Coinbase to the wallet, that has a gas fee. When you are going from the wallet to actually buying the NFT, there's also a gas fee. My project that I bought into was about $200. My gas fees ended up being $100, which kind of sucks because that's actually half the value of the NFT. When you are loading up your wallet, you want to think about what those gas fees could potentially be, but the annoying part is they don't tell you up front. They just kind of tell you a range, and you may have to go back and still add more money. Finally, you want to make sure that you are avoiding any scammers. Yes, okay, people are thirsty, y'all. The way that you want to make sure that you are getting the most legit NFT is on the project's website. Typically, they will list their official links, or they may ask you to join their Discord, and then there may be official links there so that you are not buying some randos like screenshot, because I've seen that happen too. I minted one of my NFTs, but I also bought an NFT on the exchange. And so when I bought it on the exchange, the way that I was able to check everything was, one, I definitely used the official links. I also looked at the transactions. That's the beauty of blockchain and why it gets me so excited. My finance nerdiness comes out. But literally, you can go onto the history of the transactions and see, did this person mint it? And you can see when they minted it and where did they mint it from. And so that's how I was able to validate. That's just some quick tips for you guys to get started with NFTs. If you guys enjoyed this video, make sure to like, subscribe, and to comment down below what NFTs you own. Stay happy, healthy, and wealthy. Remember, you are your greatest investment and asset.